Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no.
Well, my.
I was alive.
It's insane.
What did he burglary?
Touchdown six, brother.
That's unsuckable.
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You'll lose. It's actually pretty neat.
Bro.
I think it's really sexy.
It's not breaking news.
We apologize.
You know,
it's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan. Hoo-wee.
A lot of laughing going on around here. Yeah. Keep laughing, dude. Keep laughing, dude.
See what happens. I love that. Keep it up. See what happens.
Yeah, just watching the news here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
The new is? You're not watching this big Chargers-Vikings game?
No, I have it on my phone. For some reason, I can never get Amazon Prime on our TVs in here.
Yeah.
Well, so I got
the Red Wings game on, and we're down 5-0 going into the third, so it's going great.
So the Feds show up today, and you got Cash Patel up there, his little short man syndrome, and you got all these dudes.
Wearing his big boy jacket.
I thought the government was shut down.
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing up there?
You think when they were, like, knocking on Chauncey's door, he was like, you can't do this. Like,
yeah. Chauncey's like, wait a minute, I thought you guys were shut down.
What the hell? Yeah. Whoops. Sorry about that. Can you imagine how absolutely terrifying that is, though?
What?
I'm sure that game got over fairly late. You get home. I'm guessing Chauncey went to bed somewhere at 12:30, 1, something like that. 5:30, you know, it was before 6, you know, 5:30 in the morning, like, you know, your wife or whatever is like, honey, someone's at the door. Mm. If someone came to my door at 5 or 5:30 in the morning, my thought would be, what the hell? And then you get the Mr. Billups come out now or we're tearing down your gate. I'm guessing that is, what goes through your mind when, because you know at that point,
well,
like, why they're at your door.
I think the better question is which is worse? When you get that knock and you know exactly what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a loud, like,
or,
FBI at the door.
Or when you get that knock and you don't know what it means.
Oh,
Which is worse?
I think it's worse if you don't. I guess.
If you don't know.
Like,
yeah. Because if you do know, it's like probably just that, like, pit in your stomach.
Oh, crap. It's come home.
Two or 3 seconds into it, you're like, oh, this is what this is.
But if you don't know,
yeah,
your mind starts racing.
Yeah. Well, that's like the case of, like, mistaken identity or whatever. Yeah, if you've ever when I was a younger man, I was out on the streets of Seattle.
You're an idiot, Sue.
And there was
war-torn Seattle.
War-torn Seattle. And someone had committed a violent crime that apparently fit my description.
Told you.
And
war-torn.
Yeah, we were walking amongst a big group of people, and we heard the, you know, like, stop, freeze. I didn't think they were referring to me, but there was kind of a kerfuffle behind. So I was like, I don't know what's happened here. But I went to go across the street. I was like, I don't need to be here. I saw a bunch of cops. Turns out that was me attempting to flee. And that's when a gun got drawn, and I about pooped my pants. I was not okay with that. I was absolutely terrified. And that was like, and I got, you know, on the ground, cuffs, and now ID and everything, not me. And I was released 10 minutes later with an apology. But I'll tell you what, for about that 3 to 4 minutes, I had no idea what had gone on, but I've never been more scared in my entire life.
Did you tell him you played football at BYU?
No, I don't think that one came out. Huh. I think there was a lot of like, I didn't do anything. I will say that in my youth, that was not a real like tough guy moment for me. That was, what's going on?
Folded like a piece of paper.
I will say, like, I started, because, you know, you're up in Seattle, and, you know, we had been to some, we'd been to some adult establishments, and, like, your mind starts racing, like, what did I... Yeah, you're like, what did I do? I'm like, it didn't get that bad.
Yeah, the worst is like, you're like, ooh. You're running through a couple things. You're like, oh, dang it. They figured it out.
Yeah.
They didn't. Perfect.
No, I just like, was like running through. Like, there's no reason whatsoever. And luckily, the guy was actually pretty cool and explained to me, like, what was there. And that once that was, I was like, okay, well, it's not me. And then I was perfectly fine. I was like, all right, mistaken identity, whatever. He's like, you fit the description. And I'm like, what, big white guy? And like, I don't know.
Well, imagine being Hispanic.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, you're hearing all kinds of stories like that, yes, where guys are getting yanked out of their, yes, you know, homes or whatever, and they're like, I have my papers, and they're like, well, you're going in the van anyways, and we'll sort it out later. There's some scary stuff out there, man. Like,
boy!
But yeah, I'm guessing that feeling that Chance had today, early in the morning, boy, that is something else. But
well, it's his own damn fault.
Exactly. You can't feel bad for him.
Idiot.
Like, oh, no, it's the consequences of my own actions.
Well, and then what did his wife know? What did she, you know, yeah, how surprised was question, she?
Because doesn't he have kids, too?
I think he has kids, yeah, right?
Over there at the
and
house?
I don't know if they're staying here in Portland or back in Denver. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one to explain, right? And then he's got to explain away Pookie. And
well, it's funny because you're like, oh, honey, someone's at the door. No, it was loud knocks like, FBI, open the door now. It is very jarring when that kind of thing happens.
Oh, yeah, it looks like he's got a lovely little family.
How would you
here
know, Schultzy?
Yeah, you've been.
I think I've seen enough episodes of Law & Order there, sir. You can go look at my criminal record. It's clean as a whistle.
Mine's not.
I mean, I've gotten speeding tickets. Does that count?
Come on!
Mine's not. I'd like to say, arrested on several occasions, never charged. Thank you very much. Except well, for that jaywalking situation.
Now we have the conspiracy theory that Trump is out to get war-torn Portland, and so he arrested the Blazers coach.
Oh, that's great.
Because of that.
So last night we left, we went to the Timbers game, and then we went on a little bit of a pub crawl.
In war-torn Portland?
In war-torn Portland.
Did you carry your bear mace and your revolver?
Well, we went across and went to the Marathon, which is a delightful little place. Free popcorn.
Is it?
I like that. You're not a Marathon guy?
Not really. Oh. Never have been. Yeah. What?
I've been there once, and now if I ever go again,
yeah,
I will
exactly
think of you.
It's one of those bars that's like, oh, the Marathon, been there forever. You go in, you're like, oh, okay.
Hey.
See you next time.
Free popcorn.
Which won't be ever.
I love a good bar snack. So, okay. Well, Mox was closed. Mox is a great little bar if you're leaving Providence, right? Providence Park. Mox is a great little bar, but they closed at 10, which was criminal. So we went to Marathon, and then my car was back here at the station. So we were catching a lift, and the BTJ and my buddy were like, well, let's just walk. It's like a 20-minute walk. And so we were walking, and we all started laughing. First off, we were walking down like 17th, so right through the kind of the heart of the city there. I was pleasantly surprised. We did not encounter any of the houseless people. They had done a nice job down in that area. And at least 9 or 10 different times, the running joke of the war-torn, we were kind of like ducking, like, one of us would like get like by a mailbox. We'd have to duck down and be like, man, it's rough out here.
Are you kidding me?
And occasionally we came across a pack of like girls in tube tops or whatever. And we're like, man, these
I guarantee you they're carrying knives.
These streets out there. And it was just, It really, every time I walk through the city at night, I just think to myself, how on God's green earth is the narrative of this city is on fire? It's just the dumbest thing in the world. But luckily, I got out of there with my life, by the skin of my teeth.
You made it home.
I did.
That's good.
Yeah. Then we had to go over to the other side of town where apparently it's not war-torn. You know, there's bread pudding involved. You know, I gotta get over there. My mom is adorably racist. It's problematic.
Well, look. The Blazers coach just got arrested. Yeah. Kids are being poisoned with oven cleaner.
Hey, we found out what that was.
It sounds war-torn to me. What do you mean?
We got an official explanation.
In the news follow-up?
Yeah. So we thought it might be the spray. It wasn't. It was granular. The person thought that the oven cleaner grains were salt. They were sprinkling.
Oh, my God.
They were sprinkling oven cleaner on the pretzels.
Wow. Yeah. Poisoning children.
Well, they said the kids
here were fine. In war-torn
they said
Portland.
The kids were fine.
So does that guy get fired, or is that just, nice mistake there, fella?
I think he gets fired.
I mean, you don't put the salt next to the cleaner, though, either. That what are we doing?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. You know, the guy who ran into my house with a garbage truck?
Yeah.
Remember that whole story?
Yeah.
That guy didn't get, well, he got fired, but they hired him back, and I was happy about that.
Yeah.
Because he just made a mistake.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, he did. Hey, it was the best thing that ever happened to your house. You got like a new front, you know, front of your house. Yeah, like that's different. That's different than.
Well, it could have killed somebody.
You sprinkled poison on pretzels and then fed them
again,
to children.
Could have killed somebody. It's it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say let the man have his job back. He's learned his lesson. Just don't do it again, okay?
Hey, I would have loved to have seen. And I'm sure there is. I would like to see the camera footage of how you mistake oven cleaner granules for salt.
Well, probably looks just like that crappy soap from like school back in the day.
Yeah.
Or he was wasted.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then you don't get your job back.
I mean, I want to be the guy sprinkling salt on kids' pretzels.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it wasted.
that's not a job I'd show up for sober. It's a good point.
That is a valid point. Like, you hear jobs like that, and you're like, my God, but you need, someone out there needs
to do it.
Has to do it.
Yeah, gotta do it.
For every time you've looked at that and been like, why on earth would anyone do that job? Be grateful that someone is out there to do that job, because, like, they're, like, and you know what? Those, I'm gonna say right now, those people are American heroes, because they are doing things that no one wants to do, and they're doing it, and if it wasn't for them, dude, this world would cease. If everyone that was working like a dead-end, piss-poor paying job stopped doing their job, society would crumble to its knees immediately.
Doing God's work, right?
Yeah.
They're legal.
So that guy out there spreading salt.
Calling ice.
You know? He's out there doing work. You think he wants to be doing that? No, but he's doing it anyways. Why? Because pretzels without salt, what the hell's the point? I might add that pretzels without cheese, if you're serving pretzels at a ball game or something and you're not offering cheese, why?
Yeah, there's just mustard and ketchup. Like, give me the cheese option,
please. It's ridiculous.
Please.
They do this at the Keller. The Keller offers the nice, hot, warm pretzel.
With ketchup?
With no cheese.
But mustard, though?
Well, they have the stupid packets of mustard. Yeah,
which is also an annoying...
Even, yeah, like, what are we...
Well, some people like mustard with their pretzel.
No, but in the packet.
In the packet.
Just like, give me a dispenser of some damn sauce.
Yeah, if you give me, like, a nice container or something, maybe a Dijon, but you just give me, like, that one pack of, like, bastard French's mustard.
You know what?
Stop serving the pretzel or give me some sort of dispensed sauce.
For as much as Keller. They charge for tickets, yes.
Yeah, Keller.
Come on.
Look, I'm already paying like $11.50 for the pretzel. The least you can do is swing me like. I understand you're going to charge me. By the way, that's the most upcharged thing in the world. They're like, I want some cheese with that? Yeah, that'll be an extra
$3.
Yeah. You're like, all right, well, I'm not going to sit there and eat it like a psychopath. So you have to get
you're
the cheese.
Paying it. It's just annoying. It costs less to go to a Blazers game most nights than like any concert or any show at the Keller.
Not anymore.
Well,
Hey,
everybody's eyes on the world of the Blazers.
Maybe the team's about to take off under the watchful eye of Tiago Splitter.
Yeah. What if Tiago Splitter is the greatest thing that ever happened to the Blazers?
That's what I'm saying, man. Next thing you know, well, he needs to be because one of us has an over on the Blazers win total, so I need a bump here.
Not a good start for you. Season's off to a rousing start.
Let's go.
You lost the first game and your coach is going to prison.
I know. It's not great right now.
Has that number changed at all? Let's see.
I think I got it at, I don't remember if I have it. 34 or 35 and a half.
All right. Let's get back on track here. Are men tipping their pitches? That is next on The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, I've got the latest from studyfinds.org, one of my favorite websites.
Love a good study.
Yes, researchers have studied men's gait.
Our gait?
Like our walk?
Our trot, if you will.
Correct.
Yeah. I have a terrible gait.
Yeah, I walk like a penguin. Although it's not my fault, my foot came out crooked. So.
Well, everybody walks differently.
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about what that might say about you?
My gait?
Yeah.
No, I've never once thought about that. But now I'm intrigued by what the study says about my gait.
Well, what they're finding is that men unconsciously advertise their fighting ability through two simple movements. Yeah.
This is
so part and parcel with, well, just men.
Yeah.
This is what men do.
Okay.
Researchers used 3D motion capture technology to record 52 men walking naturally, then asked 137 people to rate how physically dominant each walker appeared based solely on their gait.
I want this to be like the Vince McMahon, Conor McGregor walk.
What emerged?
Most manly of walks.
What emerged was a pattern where different combinations of body size and walking style can lead to similar dominance ratings. A smaller, weaker man who walks with exaggerated movement patterns can register just as dominant as a substantially larger, stronger man who moves with minimal flair.
Love this.
So two specific walking patterns stood out. And the first one is torso sway,
okay,
which is how much the upper body rocks side to side with each step. So, yeah, we're all kind of...
Like you do like a
it's a little bit of a strut.
Like a metronome sort of thing, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a strut.
Yeah.
Or just think of the opposite of that, which is walking without any sway side to side of your torso, right?
Sure.
Like you're just... It's just...
Yeah.
There's no... Okay, and then the second one is shoulder abduction, holding the shoulders away from the chest.
Oh, so that's peacocking. That's if you got your T's out.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's the douchey.
I see guys doing that all
that's
the time.
That's the ultimate. I'm going to size you up and you know the shoulders back. Check this out. Yeah.
So men who displayed more of these movements were rated as significantly more dominant, even when viewers couldn't see their actual body size, face, or anything else behind. Besides the walking pattern.
Hmm.
Physical dominance in this context refers to the ability to win physical fights, a trait that has shaped human evolution through male competition. Throughout history, correctly judging who could inflict harm helped people avoid dangerous conflicts.
Sure.
But previous research focused almost exclusively on static cues like facial structure, chest width, and height. This study shows that dynamic movement provides its own independent channel of information about one's fighting ability.
Hmm.
Yes. So,
but we don't know if this is just perceived. We don't really know if anyone can actually, like, how would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. No, what they're saying is even a small guy with little man syndrome who can't fight a lick, if he can just walk a little tougher.
Yeah.
This, I mean, it's the definition of little man syndrome, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, you can't fight a lick. You're going to get squashed like a buggy, little piece of S.
It look like you.
But you just got to bow up like you're tough, little guy.
Well, that is a nature thing, right? Like,
yes.
All throughout, animals always try to make themselves look bigger, right? That's you know, they inflate themselves, and yeah, that makes sense.
Hell, we're told to do that to defend against a bear, right?
Yeah, try to make yourself bigger.
Like, be as big as you can.
Yeah, because it's that, you know, hey, don't mess with me. I'm not easy prey. And so now this is, we're giving men everywhere an excuse to now be extra douchey when walking on the street.
I've never really thought about how I walked. You know, like that's not something
I never have either.
Take into account. Like when I'm like, oh, you know what I'm going to do right up here? I'm going to make sure these guys don't mess with me. So I'm going to stick my shoulders out and sway my torso.
Well, you've pointed out multiple times when we go out on location, I get sized up by people all the time.
Yeah.
And as they walk by, they do this exact thing. They'll stare at me, and then they immediately stand up as straight as they can, and the shoulders go back, and then there's some sort of weird... It's like, yeah, it's
the torso sway.
Yeah, it's the torso sway. Yeah, they start doing that. That happens.
Peacocking.
That happens all the time.
Somebody said, did they test men wearing pointy elf shoes?
Oh, that's funny.
That's good. Is it funny?
Yeah.
I liked it.
By the way, don't be that guy. Just walk how you normally walk. The idea that like you are posturing and knowing that you're doing it, my God.
Yeah, you can tell when somebody like doesn't pay attention to how they walk, and then they're all. Oh,
I would view that as far
trying
as
to
a,
get looked at.
As far as a fighting ability, I'm around people every day that can actually fight. That are legitimately some scary human beings. I just think I would think if I saw someone walking like that, I would assume that you did not know how to fight. Most of the people that I know that are actually is a lot of the guys that like, I mean, some of the guys around me are ex-pro MMA fighters. And I don't think any of those guys walk like that.
Well,
I think they don't have to.
The point here is that you never really can tell who can fight and who can't. So you better be effing careful.
Yes.
Because the guy you size up wrong, you're getting chopped.
Yeah.
And you just really don't know.
No.
Because martial arts or whatever it is.
Yep.
But I think the point here is that what they're saying is men will exaggerate in order to make themselves look
tougher. And apparently it works.
Yeah, yes, it does.
To the untrained, you know, if you're out at a bar or whatever and you see some dude that looks like he's walking like Johnny Hotass, maybe you're just like, that's not the guy.
And chicks dig it.
Chicks dig it. I always say one of the scariest dudes I know is one of my professors.
Oh, no.
His name's Igor. He's a little Brazilian man that goes about 5'5", about 140 pounds. And someday, some poor bastard at a bar is going to pick on that guy. and it is not going to go well. Is he? That dude is just a little Wolverine. Although the ears can cut. That's the other one. The ears give it away. If you see some little dude and he's got cauliflower ears, that's the universal sign for stay away. Or if you're wearing one of those weird Russian hats. If you see any of those dudes with a neck beard and they're wearing like one of those those fur hats, that's also Mother Nature's way of saying that dude's about to tear you a new a-hole.
Yeah, is it weird to say that you can kind of see MMA guy? Like, you can just look at somebody and see that?
Yeah, you can.
I don't think that's weird at all.
But there's a difference between the dude that wants to be that wears MMA tap-out shirts and you can actually see the guy that does
it. You can see it in his face.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Check the ears, man.
Yeah, the ears and the face. You know,
check the ears as a face. Yeah,
the eyes are a little crooked.
Yeah, and there's a weird subtle confidence that isn't this douchey bravado thing. You can, if you're around him enough, you can just sense it.
Hey, so the BTJ, for those that don't know, that's your dear wife that you refuse to wed.
The missus.
And BTJ stands for Big Time Japanese.
Yeah, we were coming back, by the way, and I don't know what she thinks about this, but it is hilarious now because we were coming back from Portugal and we went through New York, and one of the guys was like, Souk? And I was like, oh, man. He's like, hey, P1. And he turns and goes, this must be the BTJ. No one actually knows her name. When they were out in public, they just call her the BTJ, and I find it fantastic. Not sure what she thinks about it, but I find it wonderful.
Well, she was dubbed that because your mom
introduced
her as
Big Time Japanese.
Big Time Japanese once.
Hence the my mom is
adored. So not just Japanese,
yes,
big time.
Big time.
So she would know about this, and I wonder if you do too, being in proximity of the BTJ.
Yeah.
Have you heard of, I'm going to probably butcher this, but
okay.
Matagiwa Zoku? Do you know what that is?
Matagiwa's, not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to a topic about Matagiwa Zoku coming up next.
Ooh, all right.
All right.
Let's do it.
It's a Japanese tradition, and it's great.
I might know the tradition then and just not know the name of it.
So that's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We have the first statement. Schulze alluded to it there, but I just saw about half hour ago, Shams did post the statement from Billups' attorney. And turns out he's innocent and he's a man of increase. I love this. Anyone who knows Chauncey Billups knows he is a man of integrity. Hensley, essentially true. A man of increase.
That's not true.
He is a man of integrity.
Being a man of increase?
And this is my favorite part. Men of integrity do not cheat and defraud others.
Okay.
To believe that Chauncey Billups did what the federal government is accusing him of is to believe that he would risk his Hall of Fame legacy, his reputation, and his freedom.
Right.
He would not jeopardize those things for anything, let alone a card game. Furthermore, Chauncey Billups has never and would never gamble on basketball games, provide insider information, and sacrifice the trust of his team and the league, as it would tarnish the game that he has devoted his entire life to.
All right. That's about what I thought. By the way, didn't I just say, I wonder if Chance is going to put out a statement through his lawyer, and you were like, no chance?
Yeah, I thought they would just stay quiet, but...
Like, literally an hour later.
Yeah, an hour later, Well, he's a man of increase and a man of integrity.
Okay, so that leads us down the path that he's just going to be like, this is all untrue, prove it. Yes. They're just going to make him prove it.
Yes. And we'll,
so we'll find out what the feds have.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe they can't prove it.
The statement's interesting to me because they kind of go into a little bit more defending the sports betting, but they do defend it, but kind of wistfully and just like with one little off, like he's not going to jeopardize anything for a card game. Like, I find that to be extremely interesting.
Now to Matagiwa Zoku.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
Who and what?
Matagiwa Zoku.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, bye.
This is a Japanese tradition, and somebody forwarded this to me, and I thought it was funny. And so did he. And he says he's seen it firsthand. 49% of companies in Japan have an old man who does nothing. Mm-hmm. And the term Matagiwa Zoku literally means the tribe by the window. And it describes employees who have been quietly sidelined within a company. They're often assigned minimal or meaningless tasks and seated by the window as a subtle way to encourage resignation without direct dismissal. The phenomenon stems from Japan's tradition of lifetime employment, where companies retain staff even after their perceived usefulness has declined.
That's awesome.
It represents a kind of professional limbo, a silent demotion that has drawn both criticism and fascination in Japanese culture and media.
Criticism? I would think it's good, because like...
Have you heard of Matagiwa Zoku?
I can't say that I have. I do know that over there, the whole taking care of your elderly people is a big deal, and so is the loyalty to a company and the company being loyal to you. I mean, they do not have a great work-life balance. The BTJ's brother was married to a traditional Japanese gal as well, and he worked for a company, and he left to take a different job at another company. And his father-in-law was demanding that the daughter divorce him because he was such an unloyal person to leave a company, because he was a traditional old school guy. So they take that
stuff.
So
they take care. So they say, listen, you suck now and you're old, but we don't want to fire you. So here's a seat by the window and here's some money and we're going to have you clean out the copier.
And I know like some people saying I can see where that's, can be criticized, but imagine if you're an older guy here in the States, and instead of being laid off, they just gave you a position and just kind of kept you on. Isn't that a good thing? Like, I don't think that's a negative thing.
Do you want the news now or tomorrow?
Hey, if you want to make
your new cubicle is over by the window.
Let's do it. I just get to sit by a window. I mean, that's what Dusty does anyways. He just sits over there.
He doesn't have a window.
That's true.
He's not by the window.
No, I want a window.
Well, hell, if anybody's going to be the man by the window, it's going to be me. I'm the old guy. Well, no, it's Swigard. Swigard's the oldest guy here.
That's true. Yeah, like the idea of firing Swag or making him sit by a window and do like essentially nothing, I kind of like that. I think there's something good about the loyalty of that. I don't mind that at all. I don't view that as a negative. I view that as a positive. Better than being, it's sad when you see people that have been let go and they can't really relearn or you know, they're too old to join the job market. Those are the people that end up being greeters at Walmart and stuff. Although, is that kind of the same thing? Is that our version of this? When you work at like Home Depot or Walmart and you just wave to people, is that?
It's kind of sad. I mean, I would imagine if you work in these companies and somebody gets Motegiwa Zoku'd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I guess it's just our customs that are looking at it that way. Yeah. But over there, it's probably like, oh, you've been here a long time.
Yeah, we'll take
great
care,
man.
Yeah.
You've done a great job.
Yeah.
But we more look at it like, wow, how pathetic.
Yeah. But what else are you, you know, what else are you going to do?
Drive an Uber.
Yeah. Like, what is this? And like, I don't want to insult anyone, but what's the job that if you look at, you feel the worst for someone?
What?
Like, if you saw an old man, we all do that. Like, because some people, obviously, they can't afford to retire. And it's one thing if you're choosing to do it because you stay active. But we've all seen an old person doing something, and I legitimately feel bad. I'm like, oh, man, you, like, I don't want you to be doing that. Like, if I saw an elderly person that was, like, stocking shelves at a grocery store, I would.
I've seen that.
Yeah. I'd be like, man, that stinks.
Hmm. Well, you don't really see elderly. I mean, there's only so many things they can do if they're old, you know.
Well, maybe not, like, not asking you to be Methuselah, but let's say, like, 65.
Well, haven't we all ridden in the Uber with the older guy who tells you tales of his wonderful life and career, and he's driving an Uber?
Yeah.
Yes. And you're like, well, why are you driving? But then you look at it and go, well, I shouldn't judge. Maybe he just wants a little fun money on the side, or he's bored, or, you know.
Something to do.
But forgive us for being skeptical of that old man when we're sitting there like, oh, something went wrong because you're driving me around.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm drunk at 1 a.m. and you're driving me to a Wendy's to pick up some spicy nuggets. I'm not certain that this was part of your grandioso plan. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just, again, the alternative of just a company keeping someone on, I think that's great. If a company did that in the United States, I would applaud that company. I would not crap on that company. I think that's a good custom. And there are a lot of cultures that do take care of their olds, and I think in our country we do not. I think we kind of mock them and tend to shove them into a corner.
You think?
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that idea?
Well, they say, too, that one of the ways you can live a longer life is to have purpose, right? To be around people, to still be in the workforce, and not just be isolated.
All right. Well, I wanted to bring that to your attention.
I'll ask her about it.
Ask her about...
If she knows about that.
You're
doing great.
Ask her about it.
I love that you had it at the beginning of the segment. Now you're like, ah.
I can't remember. All right. We're going to have a nice full segment to end the show. When's the last time that happened?
Yeah, it doesn't happen
What do you think about that? Yeah. I got to come up with some more content for you guys.
Bonus content?
Here in a content factory. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Yeah. Big fat final seggy. Usually it's a throwaway. Not anymore.
A lot of fat friends.
New leaf.
Fat.
We've turned over here.
Someone said old person working the counter at the fast food place always makes
that's rough.
That is tough.
Yeah, like my dad always said he wanted to pump gas, you know, when he retired. I don't know if he still wants to do that, but like I do know all the time that you have needs to be taken up by something. So I don't know, like an Uber job or pumping gas. Pumping that's fun, gas? Right?
Pumping gas? Like
Well, so
what?
He managed a gas station when he was in his 20s. It just makes him feel younger.
Fat.
So I don't know if, like, anybody wanted to do something like they did when they were 20.
It's nostalgic.
Exactly.
Interesting. I'm always doing, like, I've thought about that, and I want to bartend when I'm old.
There you go. See, that's, Rob, get back into bartending. See, that makes sense.
I just want to, like, I want to retire someplace warm and just, I want to be that. I want to be an old guy with a gray beard and...
I'll probably just do the marshalling thing, get some free golf.
Yeah, that works for a lot of people. My dad did that for, I don't know if he still does, but he did that for years and years. And it's social, you get to talk to people.
My jokes.
Yeah, you get,
I get to do my set
on
the first tee.
Oh, you got to love when you see the marshal that wants to do jokes.
He said that joke 800 times. Can't wait to tell it to you, though.
Yep. Yeah, you got to find, see, that to me doesn't seem, doesn't seem sad. That actually kind of seems fun.
You get free golf. Golf can be expensive.
Yeah. I could totally see you out there, doing
that. Hey, move it along, fellas. Smoking my stogue.
Would you be nice or would you be that? Please.
No, you can't be no fun police out there. Come on. You gotta be nice. Like the Langdon guys. Langdon guys are great.
It's always older guys, too.
Well, yeah. Because they don't get paid much and you get free golf.
Yeah.
It's nice.
get to, you know, be creepy to the hot cart girl out there.
That's right. That's right.
Creep on her a little bit.
I'm guessing, just like anything else, there's infighting amongst golf course marshals. You know?
The hierarchies.
Yeah, there's probably old guys that hate each other out there, you know, like in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably like 8 to 10 guys that rotate, and there's probably 2 of them that don't get along. Yeah. You know? Start fighting in the cart barn. And
they're not allowed to work the same.
Knifing each other.
To stagger the shifts.
Hey, I'm going to go get the flags. No, you go get the flags.
I know some people that...
Son of a bitch.
There's people that like do like high school, like little league umpiring, refereeing.
Oh, God.
I've seen that, you know.
The older, intense ones are just...
The old retired guy.
Well, no, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, older guy that's just kind of...
If you really like the game.
Yeah, you really like the game. And I could see like someone that really likes baseball being a high school ump. Yeah. You got to deal with parents and stuff, but I could see that being a way that you stay connected. I
mean, there's a level.
You have to find something that you're passionate about, that you enjoy doing. The last thing you want to do when you're 60 is go to a job that you truly loathe, that you have to do. And, you know, just to stay active. So you find something that you love.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
It can only good.
When I was playing basketball, I think this was like late middle school, so probably 8th grade, I will never forget the referee, kind of who you're talking about, just older gentleman, wanted to stay close to the game, loved basketball, obviously. He would act out every foul he called. So he would not only blow the whistle and make the call, but he would show you exactly what happened. And I just, it's like, okay, buddy, the passion is just flowing.
Good for him. I applaud that.
It looked funky, though. Watch a referee jump around. This is how he hit him. It looked.
You know, again, but I give a kudos to that guy out there staying spicy, mixing it up. You know, maybe working like working at a lumber yard or something. It's like stuff that I would enjoy doing, like out there cutting some plywood. Love the smell, or maybe a nursery, like being somewhere out in nature. Could I be a park ranger?
Ooh.
Could someone pay me to like wear like a Smokey the Bear hat, like a U.S. Forestry Service? I could see that. That could be another one too. That would be like, I'm just out there like paddling around in a canoe on a lake, like looking for algae or something.
What have you like? Yeah, you like you run the shack that rents out canoes or boats,
yeah.
Or you know, something like that.
Something fun. Beats working in a fast food joint. I never said that, anyways. Like. If you're going to work, and again, shout out to people that are working jobs that you hate. I get it. But if you're working a dead-end job and it ain't going anywhere and you're going to be making $16.50 an hour for the rest of your life and you live in your little, you know, everyone knows those people. And it's just like it's a little apartment and it's not going anywhere and, you know. Go do that in Key West. Go do that somewhere. Save up some money for a year and go do that down in Costa Rica, where at least it's cheap to live and you don't have to wear shoes.
I think you just go steal jewels from the Louvre.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'd do.
Dress up like a construction worker.
Yeah. Takes 10 minutes.
It's easy, apparently.
I wonder if they're going to get away with that.
So far they have. Yeah. Longer it goes.
I know, but it's been like, what, a week?
Well, I guess the question is what have they done with the jewels? Have they been able to profit?
Yeah.
Or are they... You know, like how do they, because that's not over. Just because you got away with it doesn't mean anything. You have to cash the prizes in, you know, like.
Yeah.
What was that? That wasn't me.
Really war-torn Portland?
Hey, Mariners game is non right now. I ain't slamming anything.
That sounded like a full-on explosion.
Yeah.
Nemec out there, he's doing the same thing. Like,
what was that?
Oh,
we all right?
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Great, right, the bombs. You've never seen bombs like this.
Wyatt, you're really obnoxious.
Well, isn't it weird? Like this, I have this thought.
No,
all
but
the
seriously,
time.
What was that?
I see. This is my point. I have this thought.
I can go check.
I have this thought all the time, right? You're lying in bed and you hear something at night, right? You know, is that gunshot? Is it a car crash or whatever? And you know, it never ends up being nothing. You're like, I don't know, you know, whatever. You go back to bed or whatever. Until the one time that it is something. Like, we all heard, like, a really, really loud kind of explosion bang thing there. And it probably is absolutely nothing. But, you know,
what do you mean? How could that be nothing?
Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe someone hit a light pole outside. You know, it probably has nothing to... There's no sort of real negative consequences, you know, to us. But imagine, like... you know, imagine it actually was something. I guess that goes back to the World Trade Center thing. How many people on that day in 9/11 were in the tower next to it? The first one that got hit, and heard just this horrible thing, and you're like, oh my God, what is that? And someone was like, I don't know, man, I'm busy working or whatever. And then someone was like, dude, you should seriously come look at this. And you look outside and you're like, oh my God. Like, it's nothing until it's something. I have that thought all the time when you hear something or whatever. Like, that was a really, really loud thing that just happened. And I'm sure there's a very reasonable explanation for it where it's, you know, we're not in danger or anything until you walk outside and you're like, and the building's on fire. someone literally just blew up the side of our building.
Yeah, really. Usually it's like one of those, it's like a transformer blowing or something.
Yeah.
Those can be pretty jarring.
Sure.
I don't see fire trucks yet, so.
Well, imagine like you.
I'm going to go by the ice building. They may have just bombed all the frogs.
Little froggy guy. Well, like the garbage truck go through the front of your house.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one was home. You imagine being in your bedroom, like, because that was that morning or whatever. Imagine you're just on the pot or you're taking a shower and you hear that. And you're like, what the hell? And then you open the door and you just see a garbage truck literally in your living room.
Yeah. We weren't home at the time.
Yeah.
But our dogs were. And I swear to God, those two dogs were never the same.
No.
Like, they were spooked to death.
I don't blame
them. Literally.
I don't blame them. Explain that away, a dog. There's a truck through the living room. I mean, that's some scary stuff. So if we're not on the air tomorrow, we've been bombed.
Something happened out there.
War-torn Portland. I did have someone when I said that I walked through the middle of the city last night at like midnight. They're like, come on, Sook. This city is a dump. Everyone that says that, I would like to ask the question, when was the last time you were actually in downtown?
Well, he said he goes to downtown all the time. Drops his kid off. He says skid's a skater or something.
What?
That's what he said.
Just these...
He says he sees tweakers all the time.
God. Somehow I missed every single one when I walked right through the heart of the city last night.
Well, you might see a tweaker, but does
that mean that
terrible?
Yeah.
It's called a city.
They're everywhere.
You idiot.
It's a dump, but you drop your kid off down here. Yeah.
So. You know who's an idiot? Chauncey. What an idiot.
No, he's a man of integrity.
Chauncey. Poor guy.
Man of integrity.
I am seeing more and more people on social media, like coaches, coming out to defend him. Rick Carlisle's like, I reached out. He didn't respond. Yeah, no kidding. God, what are we doing here?
Hey, he's innocent, man. He's going to fight the charges.
Sitting in his house listening to our show right now. Probably loving life. He's like, oh, my paycheck's still coming?
Oh, I don't think that's the case. That contract's about to be voided, my man.
Oh, yeah, they could void that with cause.
Well, yeah, and he's losing.
I would think so.
He's losing the 50 grand every time he
Pookie
sets up a whale.
Yeah, Pookie
in the poker games. Boy, his income just took a real hit, didn't it?
Me, he would never risk it. He's a man of integrity.
You think he'll run poker games in prison?
Actually, yeah,
I do too. Can't cheat in there.
Oh, I wouldn't. That would not be my recommendation. I think they take it seriously there.
All right, Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.